Live Updates: Trump Delivers State of Union Address by Tony Lee on February 4, 2020. President Donald Trump will deliver his State of the Union Address on Tuesday evening, a day before the Senate holds its acquittal vote on the articles of impeachment. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will give the Democrats' response, and Representative Veronica Escobar, DTX, will deliver the Democrats' response in Spanish. Numerous Democrats like Reps. Al Green, DTX, Ianna Pressley, DMA, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Maxine Waters, DCA, will boycott the address. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 12:01 a.m. 11:59 p.m. Biden rips Trump for giving Rush Medal of Freedom. He even awarded our nation's highest civilian honor. Not to the real American hero in the gallery, one of the last surviving Tuskegee Airmen, but a conservative media personality who has done as much as Trump himself to divide our nation. 11:40 p.m., politics editor at The Root upset at these black folks allowing themselves to be exploited by this administration. 11:27 p.m., on Instagram, Ocasio-Cortez says Trump cares about socialism but doesn't seem to care about introducing fascism. She rips Rush for being a racist and mocks him for pretending to be surprised. Says it is nauseating that Rush got a Medal of Freedom. She says Trump cheapened Rush's Medal of Freedom by not even giving him a formal ceremony at the White House. She says Trump treated the State of the Union like a game show and handed out prizes to minorities. She accuses Trump of handing out cash to black people at rallies. 11:25 p.m., Bernie whacks Trump on pre-existing conditions. 11:20 p.m., Dems a bit worried tonight. 11:15 p.m., Pelosi. 10:32 p.m., Michigan Gov. Whitmer delivers her response from the school her daughters attend. She says she needs more than 10 minutes to respond to Trump's speech and his divisiveness. She is ripping Trump and the Republicans for bullying people on Twitter and failing to deliver on infrastructure. She says Trump burns bridges on Twitter instead of building bridges. She talks about Democrats fixing roads and pipes and the sandwich generation. Whitmer takes on Trump for claiming the economy is booming, asking for whom? She details local pieces of legislation Dem. Governors are working on before claiming Democrats are the ones who actually fight for hardworking Americans. Michigan invented the middle class, she says. So, we know if the economy doesn't work for working people, it just doesn't work. Michigander Tlaib walked out of SOTUS speech. 10:26 p.m., Pelosi rips speech in half. 10:25 p.m., Trump's conclusion on America being a land of heroes and pioneers. As the world bears witness tonight, America is a land of heroes. This is the place where greatness is born, where destinies are forged, and where legends come to life. This is the home of Thomas Edison and Teddy Roosevelt, of many great generals, including Washington, Pershing, Patton, and MacArthur. This is the home of Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, Amelia Earhart, Harriet Tubman, the Wright brothers, Neil Armstrong, and so many more. This is the country where children learn names like Wyatt Earp, Davy Crockett, and Annie Oakley. This is the place where the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth and where Texas Patriots made their last stand at the Alamo. The American nation was carved out of the vast frontier by the toughest, strongest, fiercest, and most determined men and women ever to walk the face of the earth. Our ancestors braved the unknown, tamed the wilderness, settled the Wild West, lifted millions from poverty, disease, and hunger, vanquished tyranny and fascism, ushered the world to new heights of science and medicine, laid down the railroads, dug out canals, raised up the skyscrapers. And, ladies and gentlemen, our ancestors built the most exceptional republic ever to exist in all of human history. And we are making it greater than ever before. This is our glorious and magnificent inheritance. We are Americans. We are the pioneers. We are the pathfinders. We settled the new world, we built the modern world. And we changed history forever by embracing the eternal truth that everyone is made equal by the hand of Almighty God. America is the place where anything can happen. America is the place where anyone can rise. And here, on this land, on this soil, on this continent, the most incredible dreams come true. This nation is our canvas, and this country is our masterpiece. We look at tomorrow and see unlimited frontiers just waiting to be explored. Our brightest discoveries are not yet known. Our most thrilling stories are not yet told. Our grandest journeys are not yet made. The American age, the American epic, the American adventure, has only just begun. Our spirit is still young, the sun is still rising. God's grace is still shining, and my fellow Americans, the best is yet to come. Thank you. God bless you. God bless America. 10:20 p.m., Trump surprises Amy Williams and her kids from Fort Bragg with her husband Sergeant First Class Townsend Williams, who was on his fourth deployment to Afghanistan, to USA. USA. Chance. Amy, your family's sacrifice makes it possible for all of our families to live in safety and peace, Trump says. We thank you. 10:11 p.m., Trump says his administration is combating radical Islamic terrorism and speaks about his Israel-Palestine peace plan. He also says the bloodthirsty leader of ISIS, al-Baghdadi, is dead. Trump introduces the parents of Kayla Mueller and Kelly Hake, whose husband, Army Staff Sergeant Christopher Hake, was killed by roadside bomb in Iraq. Trump then speaks about Soleimani and Iran. The terrorist responsible for killing Sergeant Hake was Qasem Soleimani, who provided the deadly roadside bomb that took Chris's life. Soleimani was the Iranian regime's most ruthless butcher, a monster who murdered or wounded thousands of American service members in Iraq. As the world's top terrorist, Soleimani orchestrated the deaths of countless men, women, and children. He directed the December assault on United States forces in Iraq, and was actively planning new attacks. That is why, last month, at my direction, the United States military executed a flawless precision strike that killed Soleimani and terminated his evil reign of terror forever. Our message to the terrorists is clear: you will never escape American justice. If you attack our citizens, you forfeit your life. In recent months, we have seen proud Iranians raise their voices against their oppressive rulers. The Iranian regime must abandon its pursuit of nuclear weapons, stop spreading terror, death, and destruction, and start working for the good of its own people. Because of our powerful sanctions, the Iranian economy is doing very poorly. We can help them make it very good in a short period of time, but perhaps they are too proud or too foolish to ask for that help. We are here. Let's see which road they choose. It is totally up to them. 10:10 p.m., Trump says so long as he is president, he will always protect the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Tim Ryan has had enough and walks out. 10:08 p.m., Trump on religious liberty. My administration is also defending religious liberty, and that includes the constitutional right to pray in public schools. In America, we do not punish prayer. We do not tear down crosses. We do not ban symbols of faith. We do not muzzle preachers and pastors. In America, we celebrate faith. We cherish religion. We lift our voices in prayer, and we raise our sights to the glory of God. 10:05 p.m., Trump honors Chief Patrol Agent Raul Ortiz and says his administration wants merit-based immigration and an end to catch-and-release policies. 10:01 p.m., Trump rips sanctuary cities and introduces Jody Jones, whose brother Rocky was murdered by an illegal immigrant in cold blood at a gas station. Tragically, there are many cities in America where radical politicians have chosen to provide sanctuary for these criminal illegal aliens. In sanctuary cities, local officials order police to release dangerous criminal aliens to prey upon the public, instead of handing them over to ICE to be safely removed. Just 29 days ago, a criminal alien freed by the sanctuary city of New York was charged with the brutal rape and murder of a 92-year-old woman. The killer had been previously arrested for assault, but under New York's sanctuary policies, he was set free. If the city had honored ICE's detainer request, his victim would be alive today. The state of California passed an outrageous law declaring their whole state to be a sanctuary for criminal illegal immigrants, with catastrophic results. Here is just one tragic example. In December 2018, California police detained an illegal alien with 5 prior arrests, including convictions for robbery and assault. But as required by California's sanctuary law, local authorities released him. Trump asks Congress to pass the Justice for Victims of Sanctuary Cities Act immediately. The United States of America should be a sanctuary for law-abiding Americans, not criminal aliens. 9:58 p.m., Trump now asking Congress to pass an infrastructure bill and wants every citizen, especially those in rural America, to have access to high-speed internet. 9:55 p.m., Trump calls on Congress to pass legislation finally banning the late-term abortion of babies. Trump adds, "Whether we are Republican, Democrat, or independent, surely we must all agree that every human life is a sacred gift from God." He called on Congress to ban late-term abortions after mentioning Elie Schneider, who was born a fighter at just 21 weeks and 6 days, and weighing less than a pound. Through the skill of her doctors, and the prayers of her parents, little Elie kept on winning the battle for life. Trump said, "Today, Elie is a strong, healthy 2-year-old girl sitting with her amazing mother Robin in the gallery. Elie and Robin, we are so glad you are here." Trump continued, "Elie reminds us that every child is a miracle of life. Thanks to modern medical wonders, 50% of very premature babies delivered at the hospital where Elie was born now survive. Our goal should be to ensure that every baby has the best chance to thrive and grow just like Elie. That is why I am asking the Congress to provide an additional $50 million to fund neonatal research for America's youngest patients. That is also why I am calling upon the members of Congress here tonight to pass legislation finally banning the late-term abortion of babies." 9:51 p.m., Trump honors Rush Limbaugh, presents him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Almost every American family knows the pain when a loved one is diagnosed with a serious illness. Here tonight is a special man, someone beloved by millions of Americans who just received a stage 4 advanced cancer diagnosis. This is not good news, but what is good news is that he is the greatest fighter and winner that you will ever meet. Rush Limbaugh, thank you for your decades of tireless devotion to our country. Rush, in recognition of all that you have done for our nation, the millions of people a day that you speak to and inspire, and all of the incredible work that you have done for charity, I am proud to announce tonight that you will be receiving our country's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I will now ask the First Lady of the United States to please stand and present you with the honor. Rush, and Catherine, congratulations."
"Thank you, Catherine."
9:50 p.m., Trump on coronavirus. "Protecting Americans' health also means fighting infectious diseases. We are coordinating with the Chinese government and working closely together on the coronavirus outbreak in China. My administration will take all necessary steps to safeguard our citizens from this threat." 9:48 p.m., as Trump asks Congress to send him bipartisan legislation to lower prescription drug prices, Democrats in White heckle Trump. 9:46 p.m., Trump also says his administration is taking on the big pharmaceutical companies. "We have approved a record number of affordable generic drugs, and medicines are being approved by the FDA at a faster clip than ever before," Trump says. "I was pleased to announce last year that, for the first time in 51 years, the cost of prescription drugs actually went down." 9:45 p.m., Trump also rips Democrats for endorsing legislation that would bankrupt the country by providing free taxpayer-funded health care to millions of illegal aliens, forcing taxpayers to subsidize free care for anyone in the world who unlawfully crosses our borders. These proposals would raid the Medicare benefits our seniors depend on, while acting as a powerful lure for illegal immigration. This is what is happening in California and other states. Their systems are totally out of control, costing taxpayers vast and unaffordable amounts of money. If forcing American taxpayers to provide unlimited free health care to illegal aliens sounds fair to you, then stand with the radical left. But if you believe that we should defend American patients and American seniors, then stand with me and pass legislation to prohibit free government health care for illegal aliens. 9:42 p.m., Trump says nobody should be blindsided by medical bills and rips Democrats for proposing a socialist takeover of our health care system. "That is why I signed an executive order requiring price transparency. Many experts believe that transparency, which will go into full effect at the beginning of next year, will be even bigger than health care reform. It will save families massive amounts of money for substantially better care. But as we work to improve Americans' health care, there are those who want to take away your health care, take away your doctor, and abolish private insurance entirely. 132 lawmakers in this room have endorsed legislation to impose a socialist takeover of our health care system,
wiping out the private health insurance plans of 180 million Americans. To those watching at home tonight, I want you to know, we will never let socialism destroy American healthcare. 9:38 p.m., Trump makes an ironclad promise to protect those with pre-existing conditions plus Social Security and Medicare. 9:36 p.m., Trump on putting the American people first. Members of Congress, we must never forget that the only victories that matter in Washington are victories that deliver for the American people. The people are the heart of our country, their dreams are the soul of our country, and their love is what powers and sustains our country. We must always remember that our job is to put America first. The next step forward in building an inclusive society is making sure that every young American gets a great education and the opportunity to achieve the American dream, Trump says. Yet, for too long, countless American children have been trapped in failing government schools. To rescue these students, 18 states have created school choice in the form of opportunity scholarships. The programs are so popular that tens of thousands of students remain on a waiting list. He introduces Janiyah Davis, a fourth grader from Philadelphia, and her mother Stephanie. He tells them that an opportunity scholarship has been made available for Janiyah and she can go to the school of her choice. He calls on Congress to give a million of children the opportunity Janiyah just received. Trump says no parent should be forced to send their child to a failing government school. 9:31 p.m., Trump, socialism destroys nations. But, always remember, freedom unifies the soul. 9:30 p.m., Trump tells Guaido, please take this message back. That all Americans are united with the Venezuelan people. 9:26 p.m., Trump says he promised citizens he would impose tariffs to confront China's massive theft of America's jobs. Our strategy has worked. Days ago, we signed a groundbreaking new agreement with China that will defend our workers, protect our intellectual property, bring billions of dollars into our treasury, and open vast new markets for products made and grown here in the USA. Trump emphasizes that we are now rebuilding our country. 9:23 p.m., Trump talks about restoring America's manufacturing might and says he also kept his promise to replace the NAFTA trade deal. He says that was one of the main reasons he decided to run for president. He says unlike so many who have come before him, he kept his promise on trade. 9:19 p.m., Trump gives a shout-out to Senator Tim Scott, RSC, for spearheading opportunity zones. He says the booming economy plus criminal justice reform have enabled former prisoners to get jobs. 9:17 p.m., Trump speaks about the blue-collar boom and says real median household income is at the highest level ever recorded. 9:13 p.m., after speaking about rejecting the downsizing of America's destiny, Trump talks about his prosperous and inclusive agenda that is relentlessly pro-worker, pro-family, pro-growth, and pro-American. He then discusses the record low unemployment rates for minorities and millions lifted off of welfare since he has been in office. 9:09 p.m., Trump talks about the rejecting of American downsizing and says he is thrilled to report that the economy is booming. Military is strong, borders are secure, families are flourishing, values are renewed. He says for all of these reasons, the State of the Union is stronger than ever before. 9:07 p.m., Trump says the Great American Comeback was launched 3 years ago and he is here to talk about the results. He says the country is thriving and highly respected again. He says America's enemies are on the run and America's future is blazing bright. The years of economic decay are over, he says. 9:05 p.m., Trump enters House chamber. Doesn't shake Pelosi's hands, maybe didn't see her reach out. Republicans chant 4 more years. 9 p.m., Melania sits next to Rush. 8:55 p.m., Pelosi, Pence not even looking at each other. House impeachment managers sitting together. 8:30 p.m., Republicans waiting for Trump. 8:25 p.m., excerpts of Trump's speech. Excerpts of Trump's speech, pic.twitter.com/r1ks7 is for WA. Catherine Watson, at Catherine 5, February 5, 2020. 8:15 p.m., Whitmer releases excerpts of response. 8 p.m., State of the Union, economy booming. Split squad, Omar, Tlaib to attend in protest. Guaido will attend city. Dems, independents don't even want to watch so too. Resistance Democrats boycotting.